This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. A Republican Missouri House member has publicly announced he's gay and is calling on GOP leaders to end legislation that would limit discussion of sexual orientation in public schools. Representative Zachary Wyatt held a Capitol news conference today in which he said he was disclosing his sexual orientation for the first time. Wyatt and several other lawmakers denounced a bill that would prohibit teaching, extracurricular activities, or materials that discuss sexual orientation unless they relate to the scientific facts about human reproduction. The bill appears unlikely to pass before the session ends, but has generated national attention. Comedian Stephen Colbert mocked the Missouri proposal on his television show this week. Republican Representative Steve Cookson sponsored the bill and says he won't withdraw it. Missouri House members have endorsed legislation requiring school districts to bolster policies against bullying. Districts would need to develop procedures for reporting bullying, investigating significant cases, and responding to them. Schools would also need to post policies for bullying and dealing with it, and give annual notice to students, parents, and staff members. School employees who need also to report bullying that they witness, and students will be also encouraged to report bullying that they witness as well. The House gave the legislation first round approval today, and it needs another vote before moving on to the Senate. Lawmakers have less than 3 weeks to approve bills. Missouri health officials have been investigating two additional cases of E. coli that have similar characteristics in Boone and Marion counties. The State Department of Health and Senior Services says today it now has confirmed 14 cases. DHSS spokeswoman Gina Terlizzi says all of the cases have similar lab results, geographic proximity, and case history. She says a 2-year-old Boone County child sickened with E. coli remains hospitalized. 5 cases have been reported in Boone County, 3 in Cooper, 3 in Howard, and 1 each in Jackson, Marion, and Callaway counties. She says 9 of the people involved consumed raw milk. A Missouri appeals court upheld the unionization vote today of thousands of workers who provide in-home care for disabled residents. The Missouri Home Care Union said today the ruling is the culmination of a 3-year campaign for the workers to form a union. They were given that option on a 2008 ballot initiative. The ruling yesterday by the Western District of the State of Court of Appeals overturned a 2010 circuit court decision and ordered the election results to be certified. The union covers state-paid contractors who help the disabled with daily routines such as bathing and cooking. The Missouri House has passed legislation that could provide an earmarking funding stream for state-run nursing homes for military veterans. The measure approved today would redirect casino fees that currently go to early childhood education and instead go to veterans' homes. Early childhood programs would then be funded with money from Missouri's share of a nationwide settlement with tobacco companies. The bill still must pass the Senate before it can go to the governor. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.